This is Get Out and Hike, and I'm Jan Walker.
Hi, I'm Kate Welch, and today we have been out on the Pate Hollow Trail. The Pate Hollow Trail is part of the Hoosier National Forest. And it's just one of the hikes that I like because it's a mix of hardwoods, mostly hardwoods, but there's a few spruce trees out there. And it's just a nice hike, little up and down, some rocks here and there. If you do the whole loop, it's over 7 miles. I know my son-in-law and grandchildren like to come out and hike it, and you can actually, because it's in the National Forest, you can do primitive camping out there. And they've come out with their tent hammocks and slept overnight. And that's kind of an adventure for dad to take the kids out overnight in the tent hammock.
You're going to tell me about that wonderful little elf house.
It's a great little, very short hike to the elf house. It really is this tiny little 8-inch, 10-inch door that has been installed in a tree, and if you open the door, there's a little table in there. Mm-hmm. And today, when we opened the door, it seemed that Santa Claus had even been there and left some candy.
There were some little chocolates there, which would be kind of fun for people to bring out and put a little offering in there to the little elves that live in the forest.
Yes, and the children love it as well. And you know, if you want to take your youngsters for a short hike and their height hike-resistant, which I can't imagine being hike-resistant as a little kid, but if they are, promise the elf house and they'll run to it.
Now, you also talked to me about how this was a great trail for a single woman to come out.
Yes, I felt very comfortable out here. I first found this trail by mistake. I was like, why are these cars all going out there behind the DNR building? And so I went to investigate, and lo and behold, there was the trailhead. And I walked out a little bit that day, but I was kind of shy. It's like, okay, I'm out here by myself. Is this okay? Well, over time, I've discovered that a lot of runners use this trail. And there's a number of cars here mm-hmm. at the trailhead. So we know there are people out there. And if anything happened where I needed help, I feel confident someone would come along because I know that the runners like this trail because mm-hmm. it's a 7-mile loop and it's kind of a nice run through the forest.
Well, thank you, Kate.